There's too many superhero movies.
What? You can never have enough superhero movies. I wish they'd hook me up to an IV filled with them.
And it's fine when they're good, when they're like Batman, but like Green Lantern.
Wait, hold on. They're fine when they're good like what?
When they're good like the Batman ones. Like those ones were actually good movies.
Batman?
Like the Christian Bale ones?
Yeah, but you're saying it like he's your accountant. Who did your taxes this year? Oh, it was Bob Batman.
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 No, not Batman. Batman.
Batman.
Okay, well now you're saying it like a D-level Batman villain. You'll never stop the overpronouncer, Batman. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop. Greg B. Harrell Show. Beep, boop, boop. It's the Greg B. Harrell Show. Here's a question. How come we remember songs from years ago, but we don't remember how to do math? Well, the musical memory part of your brain is separate from the part that remembers school stuff or events in your life. In fact, you don't realize it, but you have thousands of songs stored in your brain right now. When you need it to, your brain goes and retrieves the songs like a book in a library. Isn't that cool? Greg?
Can I request a song?
Well, of course you can, if you just use your imagination. Asian, Asian. Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Just take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. 'Cause I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow.
I just want to request a song.
The Greg B. Harrell Show. We didn't have the budget to hire a voiceover person.
It's the Greg B. Harrell Show. We talk about weird music stuff on this program, and this might be the weirdest of them all. Did you grow up in a loud city-type neighborhood or a quiet suburb kind of environment? Well, depending on which you called home when you were younger, you'll hear music differently because of it. What? So those who grew up in a loud spot learn to filter out noise and sirens, so their brain naturally filters out subtleties in songs. Those who grew up in a quiet spot, when they heard noise, they'd really hear it. It was unusual. And they would focus on the noise. So when they're listening to music later in life, they'd hear subtle background hooks in the music more clearly. Isn't that something?
Show me Harold Grayville.
How do you use soap in the shower? Like, don't get graphic, but what do you do? You get in, you grab the soap, and then what?
What?
Like the order. Like, what do you clean with the bar of soap in order?
Face, armpits, and the middle part, butt, and then my junk.
Okay, so you end with washing your junk.
Of course.
And then what's the first thing you use the bar of soap on when you get in the next time?
My face. Ew.
Blah, blah, blah. Radio imaging.